Blog Talk Radio. Amazon.com. So this week's lesson will be out by Monday. and you will be able to purchase it on Amazon.com. Again, that's Who Is God? This week's lesson, I Am That I Am. Also, if you would like to purchase other books that are on the website, excuse me, I'm choking all of a sudden. You can do so by going to the website. I got books for your entire family, church, and our Christian organization for the babies all the way up to age 99. And if you would like to donate to the cause of this ministry to help us get more airtime, you can do so, again, by going to the website, click on the Donate tab. It will take you securely to PayPal, and you can donate from there. Again, that website address is www.it-isfinishedwithaned.com. Before we continue on, please keep in prayer your fellow brothers and sisters in Christ who are being persecuted all throughout the world, especially the babies who are being persecuted for the sake of righteousness. We want to keep them in prayer, keep them lifted up, and just always allow them to stay in your heart and not be too far from your thoughts. Amen. All right. We have a ton of headlines. Before we continue on, let me just get a sip of water so I won't be choking. I do apologize. I don't know, all of a sudden I just start choking. All right. If you're not following me on Facebook, please follow me on Facebook under K.O. Rich Ministries. Again, that's K.O. Rich Ministries. Also, you can follow me by subscribing to me on YouTube under Evangelist K.O. Rich. Now, with the YouTube videos, I haven't posted any lately on YouTube. I have over, I believe it's about 300 videos on YouTube. So you can watch some of the old archives of the videos that I posted throughout the last couple of years, and I do plan on coming back live on YouTube prayerfully by the summer. So again, keep me in your prayers. Please help to support this ministry through the books, and also if you would like to just donate, all you got to do is just go to the donation button from the website. All right, China warns U.S. after Trump wins Nevada caucus. China warned the United States on Wednesday not to adopt punitive currency policies that would disrupt U.S.-China relations after Donald Trump's win in the Nevada caucus. Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Hu Qiang told reporters in Beijing that, quote, we are following with interest the U.S. presidential election, unquote. She was asked about China's response to possible Trump presidency and his announced plan to punish China for currency manipulation with a tax on Chinese goods. Okay, now she says that since it belongs to the domestic sphere of the U.S., she says she's not going to comment on it. Now, however, it seems like all the nations of the world are very interested in the United States election, specifically focusing on Donald Trump. Now, why is that? First, you had the Pope putting his two cents in, which we don't need his two cents because he's a hypocrite. He's telling the U.S. to build, you know, not to have any walls, just let the immigrants just go crazy over here, bring them all in. It doesn't matter. As we know, Obama's trying to let immigrants in. They got communicable diseases. Yes, that's right. They got STDs. He's talking about bring them over. It doesn't matter. What in the world? If I've never seen a president that was literally trying to destroy the United States of America, I mean, he is actually doing it, okay? So you have these other nations, and as I mentioned, the Pope, well, let all the immigrants in and do not build any walls. He was referring to Donald Trump, who said he was going to build, if he wins presidency, he's going to build walls to secure our borders, which we do need our borders secure. We don't need all these migrants coming over here and acting like they are in Germany where they're raping women and defecating in pools and all this nonsense, trying to build an Islamic state. We already got Muslim in the White House. Yes, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, a.k.a. Obama, okay? Muslim jihadists in the White House. So what in the world? What in the world? So, okay, so you had the Pope chiming in. Now you got China chiming in, talking about, well, they want to basically, what, protect their relationship with us. We don't have China and China and United States are not chummy chummy. Okay, China is chummy with Russia. So what are they talking about? First of all, these nations need to get out of our politics and mind their own. Okay, China has enough with their own currency and their stock market collapsing. What is Donald Trump talking about? He's talking about them manipulating the market. All right, one minute they devaluing their money, the next minute they're not. So what is really going on? Okay, why is all the nations seem to be trying to have a say in the presidential election? It seems like Donald Trump is ruffling a lot of feathers, and that's it. When they're ruffling feathers, when he's ruffling feathers, then you know that is letting you know it's some people that's not happy with should he win the election. The thing I will say is pray for Donald Trump. All right, now you got some people that saying, oh, you shouldn't vote for Donald Trump or whatever. I'm not for voting for anyone who is pro-abortion. I'm not talking about making no exceptions, pro-abortion and pro-homosexual at all, okay? Now, we know that Hillary Clinton is like that. She should be in jail anyway with all the Benghazi and the email scandals. And I mean, how is she still running? We got a bunch of crooks in the White House, okay, and government, period. And then you have Bernie Socialist Sanders, who wants to redistribute the wealth. And then you have Donald Trump. And you know what? To be honest, is there anyone who is godly enough to run this country? No. And it's sad to say, but no, not even your Ted Cruz, okay, with the trick he just did with Ben Carson putting out false information. Why? So he could get some votes, okay? Can you trust somebody who does that? No. All right, so we're going to move on. The U.S. military delivers 5,000 tons of ammo to Germany. More than 5,000 tons of U.S. Army Europe ammunition arrived at the port in Germany last week, the largest single Europe-bound shipment in more than a decade. Some 415 containers with a variety of small arms, combat vehicle ammunition, artillery rounds, and similar munitions were loaded onto trains at the North Germany North port of Nordheim and taken to a U.S. Army depot in Mostar, where they were being sorted Monday and ready for distribution. The critical shipment, which is in quotation, comes amid a realigning of NATO forces along the alliance eastern flank and recent talk of a new Cold War between Russia and the West. Okay, so it's the U.S. Shipping weapons through Germany in order to use for a possible world war. We talked about the world war yesterday. NATO alliances, NATO forces, and as we know, the West, the United States, and Russia, you know, they supposedly come to a ceasefire and all of that. When the Bible lets us know that when they say peace, sudden destruction. I don't care how many peace treaties they try to sign. Are we going to do a ceasefire? Now, I was listening to Alex Jones, and he was saying that some of the Russian, I believe it was Alex Jones. I listened to so many different news articles, but some of the this might have been Paul Beagley. Some of the Russian generals were killed recently. I forget what the number was. I'm almost certain it was Paul Beagley, Pastor Paul Beagley. You can find him on YouTube. But some of the Russian generals were killed. This was not covered in the news. Let me tell you so much of mainstream media. Your mainstream media is covering up a lot of things that's taking place in the news. Okay, they are covering up, so you have to go behind the news to actually get the news. Okay, so what are we talking about? So if this is the case where Russian generals were killed, and they're saying it was due to Turkey, there's not going to be any peace. We don't have all these nations are not over there in Syria for nothing. Okay, there's not going to be peace. Now, I'm going to move on because, you know, we don't have a lot of time, and I pray to be able to pay for more time where I can come to you for a full hour, hour and a half, or whatever. North Korea threatens to turn U.S. South Korea into powder. North Korea said it will create a planet without the United States as the United Nations Security Council prepared to pass a tough resolution against Pyongyang this week, and the United States and South Korea are preparing a joint military exercise. Pyongyang made the statement Thursday in a state-controlled newspaper, Rodong Sinmun. In its editorial, North Korea also warned that South Korea and the United States could be turned into a sea of fire. So what is North Korea, what is Kim Jong-un talking about? He doesn't like that the United States and South Korea are doing these joint exercises, and it's supposed to be larger than they normally do it. And so he doesn't also like that the U.S. is talking about sanctions with regards to him doing his missile launches, putting a satellite out in space, supposedly, and all the different testing that he's doing. So his response is that he's threatening to turn the U.S. and South Korea into powder. He's saying that he's going to turn them into a sea of fire. So basically he's trying to say he's going to unleash hell on the U.S. That's basically what he's saying, a sea of fire, literally lake of fire or hell on the U.S. Now, will the U.S. take this seriously? They need to. You got a crazy man in North Korea. He's crazy, Kim Jong-un, okay? The man who puts his own family in arenas and allows them to be eaten by lions. He is insane. Made all his top officials get the same crazy haircut that he has. Okay, this man is imbalanced. He's Kim Jong, the insane, the Kim Jong, I cannot say this man's name, Kim Jong, whatever you want to call him, he is insane. His brain is frazzled. Okay, let's move on. Nestle is sued for supporting child slavery and cacao harvesting operation. The U.S. Supreme Court allows court case to proceed. This is from naturalnews.com. The nation's highest federal court in recent days threw out a request by chocolate giant Nestle, the world's largest food maker, and a pair of other companies to reject a lawsuit that seeks to hold all three companies liable for using child slaves to harvest cacao in the African nation of Ivory Coast. So as we know, some years ago, Walmart, I believe it was with Kathy Lee Gifford, her line of clothing or whatever was caught up in child slavery the scandal using children as slaves. So Nestle is using African children, using child slaves to harvest what they want for the food supplies. This is criminal. I pray that they have to pay out the yin-yang for them doing this, because you don't use children to do your slave work, okay? This is greed. They feel like they can use the underdeveloped countries, and would nobody say anything, would nobody know this, would nobody care. So this is why a lot of countries like to go to China and different places where the work conditions are horrible and they're paying the workers pennies, literally, on the dollar. Okay, moving on. Justice Scalia spent his last hours with members of this secret society of elite hunters. When Supreme Court Justice Antonio Scalia died 11 days ago at the West Texas Ranch, he was among high-ranking members of an exclusive fraternity for hunters called the International Order of St. Herbertus, an Australian society that dates back to the 1600s. After Scalia's death February the 13th, the names of the other 35 guests at the remote resort, along with the details about Scalia's connection to the hunters, have remained largely unknown. A review of public records show that some of the men who were with Scalia at the ranch are connected through the International Order of St. Herbertus, whose members gathered at least once before at the same ranch for a celebratory weekend. Members of the Worldwide Male-Only Society wore dark green robes emblazoned with a large cross and the motto, Dim Diligente, Diligite, Amelia Diligente, which means honoring God by honoring his creatures, according to the group's website. Some hold titles such as Grandmaster, Prior, and Knight Grand Officer. The order's name is in honor of Hubert, the patron saint of hunters and fishermen. Now, let me stop right there. Okay. You have, so Scalia had went to this ranch where he was supposed to be hunting, but the group that he was with is not saying that he was actually in it. We don't know for sure, but it's saying that he was with members, 35 members of this International Order of St. Hubertus. This is a secret society. This is like your Skull and Bones, your Illuminati, your, I can't remember all the names, your Freemasons. This is your, this is, yes, up in that area. Now, what, now they're saying that their name means honoring God by honoring his creatures. Let me ask a question, because it's right there in that statement is hypocritical. This is a hunting society, but you're talking about you're honoring God by honoring his creatures, but you're hunting for sport? See, that lets you know right there, something's all wrong. When anytime you're talking about secret society, and then they don't have the names of the members, or the names have not come up yet because it's a secret society. Was this a sacrifice that was done? See, as we know, these secret societies, Bohemian Groves and all these different secret societies, all male, is of the devil, okay? They wear dark green robes, dark green, emblazoned with a large cross. Who are you honoring? You're not honoring God. So, they're desecrating the cross in this dark green. Okay, can we, you know, what came to mind was a pale horse in Revelation, but this is dark green robes. This is their name, Diam Diligente, Amelia Diligente, which means honoring God by honoring his creatures. You're not honoring his creatures when you're hunting them for sport. Okay, I'm going to continue on with this. Sablio Creek Ranch over John Poindexter. Owner John Poindexter and C. Allen Foster, a prominent Washington lawyer who traveled to the ranch with Scalia by private plane, hold leadership positions within the order. It is unclear what, if any, official association Scalia had with the group. So the owner of this ranch that Scalia went to and C. Allen Foster, the lawyer who was with him, who traveled with him in a private plane, because there were a couple of private planes there as well, they hold key positions within this order. See, this all sounds suspicious here, okay? Here's a quote. There is nothing I can add to your observation that among my many guests at Cibolo Creek Ranch over the years, some members of the International Order of St. Hubertus has been numbered, Poindexter said in an email. I am aware of no connection between the organization and Justice Scalia. So it seems to be that Justice Scalia was invited to this, but he wasn't a member of this organization. Could it be that they sacrificed him per maybe what Obama wanted? Okay, maybe that's why Obama only spent 2 minutes at the wake, literally 2 minutes. You wait longer than that in the hot dog line at the ball game. He only gave 2 minutes of respect. It goes on to say two other private planes that landed at the ranch for the weekend are linked to two men who have held leadership positions with the Texas chapter of the order, according to a review of state business filings and flight records from the airport. After Scalia's death, Poindexter told reporters that he met Scalia at a sports group gathering in Washington. The U.S. chapter of the International Order of St. Hubertus lists a suite on M Street in Northwest in the district as its headquarters, although the address is only a mailbox in the United Postal Service store. So basically this group has an address that really doesn't exist. It's just a mailbox. What are they trying to hide? The International Order according to his website, is a truly knightly order in the historical tradition. In 1695, court friend Anton von Spock, founded the society in Bohemia, which is in his modern-day Czech Republic. The group's grandmaster is His Imperial Highness Isvan von Habsburg Lotharingen, Archduke of Australia. Okay, so this is giving some history as to the higher-ups in this chapter. Now, it says the society's U.S. chapter launched in 1960, famous Bohemian Club in San Francisco, which is associated with the all-male Bohemian Grove, one of the most well-known secret societies in this country. So they're affiliated with Bohemian Grove. And as we, if you don't know, this is an organization, secret society, that meet every year. Your world's elite go there, and supposedly they do all kind of rituals. Alex Jones from InfoWars snuck in there some years ago, and he recorded some of the ceremonies that they were doing, and they were straight demonic. Okay, we don't have time to go through this. My time is almost up. I want to read to you in the Bible the signs of Jonah. And we're going to go to Matthew chapter 12, verse 38, and read. Then some of the Pharisees and teachers of the law said to him, "Teacher, we want to see miraculous signs from you." He answered, "A wicked and adulterous generation asks for a miraculous sign, but none will be given it except the sign of the prophet Jonah. For as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the belly of a huge fish, so the Son of Man will be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. The men of Nineveh will stand up at the judgment with this generation and condemn it, for they repented at the preaching of Jonah. And now one greater than Jonah is here. The queen of the south will rise at the judgment with this generation and condemn it, as she came from the ends of the earth to listen to Solomon's wisdom, and now one greater than Solomon is here. When an evil spirit comes out of a man, it goes through and places seeking rest and does not find it. Then it says, I will return to the house I left. When it arrives, it finds the house unoccupied, swept clean, and put in order. Then it goes and takes with it seven other spirits more wicked than itself, and they go in and live there. And the final condition of the man is worse than the first. This is how it will be with this wicked generation." We have a wicked generation, you know, a generation that want to see signs. They're like the show me, say, I need to see before I believe. And we have signs. God is showing us time after time. When I'm reading you these articles are telling you the times that we're living in. It's showing you the signs of the time, the end of the age, the things that are taking place. We're seeing things that are taking place that's unprecedented. And so people are like, I need to see a sign. I need to see a sign. All you got to do is read the news. All you got to do is listen to the truth. True news. I'm talking about the real news behind the news. I'm not talking about CNN, MSNBC, and all of them. I'm talking about the ones who are giving you actual news, whether it's TrueNews.com, whether it's InfoWars, whether it's myself or Vanessa and either Frances, different people, Jim Baker, different ones who are giving you the news. And all you have to do is just look at the signs. These things are taking place. This is a wicked nation, and this is wicked people. And Jesus is coming back. But the thing is, you have time right now, today. You don't know if you're going to live next month, next week, next hour. And so I ask you to say this prayer with me. Lord, I'm a sinner. Have mercy on me. Create in me a clean heart and renew the right spirit within me. I accept Jesus into my heart today. Cleanse me. Make me anew. I accept you, Lord, as the Son of the living God. Have mercy on me. And if you said that prayer, then welcome to the body of Christ. God loves you. He cares for you. He sent his Son down here to die for you. And all you have to do is accept the free gift of salvation. God bless you. If you have not read any article from TCEGlobal.com, TCE Global News, that's the Christian Eye newspaper. That's a new newspaper that I'm writing for online, and it had some very good writers, some very good articles. I sometimes forget to mention it, but please go on that website. Next month I'm going to be doing an article on the Joel Osteen deception. You do not want to miss it. All right, this is with your host, Evangelist K.L. Rich. Thank you for tuning in. We'll be back on tomorrow for It Is Finished. God bless you. Till next time.